Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The DH, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dan Whitmer. Pitching for the California Angels, Don Oss. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Miller steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Whitmer for a passed ball. Hebner moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hebner moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Thompson steals second. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 1 in the game. Harlow hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Grich reaches second base with a double. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek bunts towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to third. One out. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitmer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grich tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Angels, 1. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Parrish trying to get to home. Miller throws the ball into Whitmer who tags Parrish who's trying to score from second, for the out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-2 in the game. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harlow for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitmer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Summers reaches second base with a double. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek misplays the ball. That's an error on Patek. Summers moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harlow. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Summers scores. Brookins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Peters reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. Whitaker scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 12-3, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Pat Underwood now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Miller bunts towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch catches it and throws to second with Patek covering, to double up Parrish. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing shortstop. Dave Stegman now playing right field. Duffy Dyer now catching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 3 in the game. Harlow hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Angels 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Lentine now playing left field. Dan Whitmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitmer is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Whitmer strikes out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Angels 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Tigers. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Whitmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer takes first base on ball 4. Stan Poppy pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Stan Poppy now playing third base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 4 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and California Angels, 3. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.